This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been trying to tell you about Josh Reddick. I can't believe him.
You have.
Shirtless Josh, huh? People's wives.
No class.
Got it. Cam Smith going to not only be on the roster, but start in right field. But more news, Clint. Coming from Joe Espada, Christian Walker took seven at bats in a minor league game today. He's been dealing with that oblique. The biggest free agent they brought in, Christian Walker from the Diamondbacks, first baseman. Seven at bats in a minor league game today, and will travel back to Houston tonight. He is expected to be in the opening day lineup on Thursday.
Good news, baby.
So that is good news. Really good news. As we know who's going to be in right field and Cam Smith. And we wondered, did the Zach DiCenzo, did that mean potentially that Christian Walker may not be ready with the oblique? Well, according to this, Joe Espada saying Christian Walker will be is expected to be in the opening day lineup coming up on Thursday. So big with that. Only last thing we need to look at, and I need Cheryl and you, Tyler, and all of us, all hands on deck. Clint, listeners, those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, we got to find out what this number is before Thursday.
Agreed.
That right now, Cam has been rocking a very strong defensive line number, 90. But we need to see what the change is going to be. Would you say we're 24 in college?
24
at Florida
in college.
State?
It is retired with the Astros.
So that is not an option.
That's not an option.
So, but this is big. This is big. He has got. We're on number watch. This is big for me. Because if he comes out here with something rough, comes out here with like a 47.
Oh.
36 or something like that. Like,
that's a little better.
I need to know what's all available, man. I think it's definitely got single digit written all over it, if at all possible.
If it's possible. Or a...
Can he be zero?
I mean, he could.
Little agent zero action?
I mean, he could, but yeah. I don't know.
Sorry, Gilbert Arenas.
I don't know if that fits or not. I'm not a big zero guy or double zero guy, to be honest with you.
I was double zero when I raced motocross.
For you on motocross, I loved it. I loved it. It was a great number for you.
Okay, thank you.
Double ot, baby, double ot. But Cam, right double field, ot. Astros, huh?
Not so much. Yeah, a good 20 number. Like, I think anything in the 20s could be good.
No, I disagree.
For like not 20 but like 21 20, again, not knowing what's all available, not off the top of my head, some of those, like, those would be all right. I'm with you. To me, I won't even go 1 or 99. I've expressed that 99 would work. He is somebody that,
well, truth be told, his big ass can get away with whatever he wants. I mean, he's a big enough dude to get away with big 99, big double digit. Yes.
Someone said he needs to wear 10. I don't know. Any single digit would be great. Obviously, what, 7's not available, 5's not available.
34.
2's not available.
Two, I don't know. If he wanted 2,
that'd be risky.
I don't know. I wonder if they'd give it to him, because I think 2 potentially may get retired. But yeah, that's where we're on, number watch. Number watch is a big one.
Who's in 8?
Who is 8?
Who's 8, T? I think he's got a real good chance.
That would be, I believe that's a new fella. Let me make sure.
Well, if it's a new fella, he can go.
He ain't ahead of Cam Smith on a new fella.
Unless it's Christian Walker.
That's what I meant by the new fella.
Maybe Christian is a single. And that eight does sound right. Zach DiZinzo's got nine.
Confirmed. Christian Walker's eight.
That may not be doable.
That one's not doable.
So there's not very many options,
just
boys.
Just one.
If it's possible, I'm out on the double zero idea, but I think the single zero could look pretty clean. You don't have to go full agent zero.
I'd like to see it. I'm number one in your hearts and number one in the program.
And number one in the afternoons.
Someone said 28. Not bad.
No, that's not a bad number.
It's not bad.
Is that Joe Mixon?
Yeah, not bad. Oh, you're going football, Joe Mixon. Yeah, the number watch, that's the next important thing. Because like, if he's going to roll out of here with 90, I don't know how I'm going to have to go with it. But if he's going to roll out of here with 90,
I just think we can do better. Oh, I agree. He can damn sure do better.
I just think we can do better. All right.
That's got to be a standard, right? In every sports organization that cuts people, so maybe not Pee Wee, but like every sport, like you got to, once you get down to your final roster and numbers free up, you got to say, all right, boys, what do we want to do here with numbers? My new guys, what do you want to do? Right? You just ease on by the gate right there, the equipment gate, and let them know what you.
Cooper Hummel's number one.
He can get that ass and move. Let me tell you that right now.
React that way.
I'm looking at it. Like Yiner Diaz has got 21. That would have been nice. Jeremy Pena smartly in that three roll. It's got him a single. Paredes went with 15. Zach DiZinzo has taken up a single at 9. We obviously know 7 and 5 are out of the question. Pedro León needs to give up that 4. Is he really not even on the roster?
He's not.
I'm just saying. This is just the numbers I'm seeing.
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell you 4.
Jakeman slid into that 6. Jake could give his number up, too, to be honest with you.
No, 4 may be it.
4's not bad.
4 may be it. I'm going to tell you, man, unfortunately, I wore a lot of numbers in my time. I was not real excited about 4 when I got it, but I look back at some action shots. 4's pretty clean.
4's not bad. 4, I,
4,
I would
4 was pretty clean.
I am still 1. That's where I'm holding.
Cooper Still. Hummel, man.
Yeah, Cooper can kick
Spoken
rocks.
For.
Yeah,
Cooper. Old Cooper Hummel's got Cooper that single digit, that rocks. One.
Like, Cooper's out here popping Welch's grape juice right now that he made this team. Like, let's just calm
He better be thankful. He better be thankful that Altuve done dropped 3-4
like, listen,
balls.
I know he's probably a confident guy out there, but damn it, he should be at, hey, man, what number do you want me to have?
I mean, can like you say the same for old Cam, though? I mean, he just got the call today, you know?
Absolutely, they're in different boats. Cam is the number one prospect that just shot up with them trying to hold him to the minors.
Who?
And they couldn't own Cam. Yeah, man, hell, yeah. Someone said that LJ Hose rocked number 0, so that could be nice. The number gate, that's a big one. I'm really.
One more reason to watch Thursday evening. What time is it open? We got to find this.
Yes. Yeah,
well, they start coverage at 2. I know.
We got to find this thing earlier than that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do some investigative journalism.
Oh, yeah. Someone texted in the only option is 99.
I mean, actually, there's.
I don't hate it, but there are a lot of other options.
Yeah, there's a few others.
It must have been Melanie. Only,
yeah,
only
by the way,
listener.
By the way, O'Mel jumped on me at Twin Peaks. She's mad at me now.
Just telling you.
She's firing.
I saw her, too.
Said I didn't defend her.
She's just melon.
I said, whoa, whoa. I mean, you got one ally on the drive, and you are.
And she's ruined it.
Yeah, you're ruining it.
Yeah, I told Mel. She was there with her friends, and I just flat denied all of her claims.
Be better, Mel.
I said, listen, I have done nothing but try to just be as nice as I can. I've been very complimentary of her.
That's all you can do.
And she just sends in messages threatening me throughout the whole time.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah. I'm gonna be patient. She'll come around.
Yeah, she probably won't if I know her. She won't come around. She'll just keep doing the things that she does. leaving. She's our only female listener.